And in Australia, dozens of fires are burning out of control in New South Wales, the country's most populous state and home to the city of Sydney. At least three people have died and more than 100,000 homes are in danger. The conditions have sparked a debate about the role of climate change, as some government leaders deny a connection. Yesterday afternoon, I spoke with Amanda McKenzie, CEO of the Climate Council of Australia, an independent nonprofit group, and she called the fires unprecedented.
For instance, some of the fires are throwing embers 30 kilometres ahead of the fire. The fires are creating their own weather systems. We're calling them mega fires because they're so unpredictable and extreme in the nature of the fire behaviour. So this is climate change absolutely in front of our eyes at the moment, same way we've seen similar fires in California, where firefighters are just not equipped to deal with them. And in Australia, we're seeing our bushfire season lengthen in most states. So it's now in New South Wales, for instance, it started in winter and it didn't end last season until the end of autumn, start of winter. So there's just no time now for firefighters to do that hazard reduction burning in between. And in Australia, we share our firefighting resources between states. We share our firefighting resources with California. So it's becoming more and more challenging to fight fires when you can't necessarily share resources.
And you mentioned climate change. The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, has said that only leftist lunatics are making the connection between these fires and climate change. How is this comment another example of perhaps Australia's current conservative government not taking climate change seriously?
Yes, well, the reality is if fires like this are burning that are so extreme, we're clearly not doing enough on climate change. And it's like a gun argument in America when there's a mass shooting, politicians that say, oh, this is about thoughts and prayers and we shouldn't talk about the root cause right now of gun control. In Australia, when there is major national disasters, often politicians will say, well, you know, thoughts and prayers and we shouldn't talk about the root cause, climate change. So we're in that same scenario with some politicians in Australia, particularly the National Party, which is in the leading coalition party. But there has been a huge amount of pushback. So bushfire survivors, people who've had their house burnt down, for instance, there was a couple yesterday with their young child outside New South Wales Parliament pouring a bucket of rubble from their burnt down house saying this is climate change. So there's been some really powerful statements made from survivors. There's been a lot said from insurance. There's been a lot said from former fire authorities. So 23 former fire chiefs had warned the government multiple times that this season was going to be very bad and asked to meet the Prime Minister. It had been rejected. So that's become a big issue as well.
And how have the politicians reacted to all of this outcry from the public?
Well, the coalition government does say climate change has influenced these fires. They've moved to say that now. But what they've argued is you shouldn't talk about climate change while the bushfires are happening, that it's insensitive to victims. But what the former fire chiefs have said is, well, you absolutely need to talk about it now because people deserve to know why this is happening. Fire services need to understand what the risks are for the future, same with health services. Communities need to know that these are different sorts of fires that are very unpredictable and extreme and that they may not be able to fight them. So we absolutely need to be having the conversation about climate change now. And in contrast to the federal government, many of the state governments and the local governments have been talking about it. So Carol Sparks, who's a mayor of Glen Innes, her house was damaged. Her family was in hospital after the fire. She was out in the media saying, this is climate change. We need to take it seriously. I'm very concerned for my community. So there has been a real separation between the federal government and other levels of government.
Yeah. I mean, in speaking about the people who are impacted, it sounds very chaotic. It sounds very dangerous. I know that it's an evolving situation with these fires. Just give me a sense of where people are going and perhaps if you're receiving help from other places outside of Australia.
So there has been help coming from states around Australia into New South Wales and Queensland. New Zealand has sent firefighters as well. We have some US resources in Australia that are contributing to the firefighting as well. And it's important to say too that this is still the early in the fire season in Australia. So what we generally see is the north of Australia fires start there first, and it gradually moves south as we move into summer. So we're not, we haven't started summer yet. That's the start of December for us. Mm-hmm. So we'd expect to see more fires in New South Wales, more in Victoria, and there are population, are big population centres. And there's not expected to be rain, significant rain till Christmas. So the situation isn't just live now, but the whole summer we're substantially unprepared for is the message that we've been saying. And we've been arguing that there needs to be a very serious meeting between emergency services to work out how we're going to deal with the summer, because we're not adequately prepared as these fires are showing.
Amanda McKenzie is CEO of the Climate Council of Australia, talking with us about fires burning there right now. Amanda, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.